This impertinent jollity in the middle of an English afternoon left Sir Henry shivering with a red passion, his eyebrows like limp bats, and his face a crumpled tissue upon which a lobster might well have wiped its bottom. "All crime," he declared, "is due to incorrect breathing." Grim-faced and cold, Henry snatched from the wall the sickle-sharp boar tusks he used for defacing Reader's Digest, and in moments crossed the hall and flung open the doors of the music room. Startled, Nigel Nice, banjolele held fol-de-rol, minced across the room. "Sir Henry, nice to see you, to see you." Henry's glare throttled his hypocrisy at birth. "Do you know what a palmist once said to me? She said, 'Will you let go? Gentlemen, I am a bulldog and you will know my bite is worse.'" Teddy Tidy held the piano stool before him. Nigel Nice, in an attempt to look invalid, put on his glasses and blinked. Stamping in frenzy, Henry bellowed the war cry of the Zulu, "Musufu!" And adjusting a serviette about his throat, "Now you squids prepare for wax." Suddenly, a half-thawed chicken caught him in the back of the neck. Next week, Hubert Maynard, ever the gentleman, offers his seat to a lady in a public lavatory. There is considerable misunderstanding.
Was Viv Stanchel, for my money, the most considerable droll in the country. And part 34, an absence of welcome. We've determined that we're going to try and get Viv in as often as we can, really, to do little pieces like that for the programme, because I think they're a considerable addition to any programme that we do.